KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it's Fun Day Monday.
Fun Day Monday, huh? Not Manic Monday?
Manic Monday.
What a
Merciful
crazy...
Merciful Monday.
Let's do so many M's to go with that, huh? Oh, yeah, we could go a long ways with those M's, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could.
But we won't.
No.
We could have punch parties.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a punch party?
Never
There's
heard of a
punch. There's 50 party punches.
Well, I've heard
How about
of a,
party punches?
I've heard of a punch party, but it was probably not the same type.
Where you punch somebody in the gut?
No.
That's not a good one.
No, it usually involved Everclear.
Oh, an alcoholic punch. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. So, yeah, there was no, that we're not going to talk about those. We got all kinds of fun things happening. Who do we have joining us today?
We have Mr. Don Wentz. He is the president of Holy Wholesome. And
Holy Mackerel, huh?
Holy Wholesome. Holy Wholesome is the leader in all-natural, ready-to-bake pies, pie shells, crusts, cookies, and cakes. Holy Wholesome's products are kosher and made without artificial flavors, preservations, additives, hydrogenated fat, oils, and trans fatty fat acids, or conventionally refined sugars. They also have organic and vegan products.
Huh.
Holy Wholesome believes everyone deserves a sweet indulgent that is free of additives, trans fats, and highly processed ingredients.
Okay.
So we will be talking to them today. And I believe they have the gluten-free and all that stuff with them too. So,
speaking of gluten-free, I know someone else that has some gluten-free cookies.
We now have gluten-free cookies and cupcakes.
And I heard... through some very diehard gluten people that are celiacs came in and both tried them. And I told them, go over there, try them. And I need an honest opinion, you know, because us not being gluten free, maybe we have it wrong. Maybe, you know, we want to know what the right taste is and everything. And we got a double thumbs up from both of them. So I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yep, that was.
You know, because they said, don't change anything. Save that recipe. There's not anything that they would change on it. It is perfect just the way it was.
So cool. So we are in the gluten-free market now.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It's taken us a little while, but we got there.
But you did it right.
So.
Very nice. So congratulations on that. That's a hard thing to do.
Yep. And we did a little survey this morning. We
Survey says,
thumbs down on Taco Bell breakfast.
That's a double thumbs down.
I happened to be over at the grocery store this morning and pulled in there. I said, I gotta see what all this hype is about. Pulled over there and I got one of each of their breakfast stuff.
And now how you
brought them back here and we tasted, then we dissected, and then we decided... No go. No go.
It was very sad.
The best thing about it was the prepackaged sauce.
And that did have some vinegar in it, but it was the best thing about it.
So, won't be going there anymore. I can't remember the last time I had a fast food breakfast. maybe a year ago on the way to golf early in the morning, we stopped at McDonald's at, you know, 5:30 or 6 in the morning.
But it will not be happening again.
But it reminded me why it's been so long and why I don't do it.
So that's a no-go. Yeah. We were going to go out to dinner last night. We didn't quite make it, did we?
No.
We thought about it, though.
We had a bowl of Rocky Road ice cream instead.
Yes, we did.
With caramel syrup.
Yes, we did. And that was a great dinner.
Yeah, it was.
And a piece of cheese.
Yeah. And a piece of cheese, that's right.
Don't forget about the cheese.
And then you had popcorn.
Well, I can't really say I had the popcorn. It was not what I wanted it to be, so put it next on that. I don't know what happened. It didn't taste right.
All right. Well, let's do some business.
Okay? All right. Let's start with some business. We have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations. 480-661-6336. And the trivia today is?
Trivia today is these really exciting questions that I'm going to ask you, and you're going to get all excited about and want to be the first ones to call in. So, all right. Where in Italy is Chianti region that Chianti wine is named for? Is it Sicily, Tuscany, or Lombardy? Okay, and then true or false, according to aficionados of Japanese cuisine, hot water should be mixed into the dry ingredient for a perfect tempura batter. Is that true or false?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What mechanical function does a convection oven perform that a standard oven does not? And on any, or where do most of the calories in fast food come from? Okay. Where do most of the calories in fast food come from?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Standard Bronze, Royal Palm, and Bourbon Red are heirloom breeds of what bird? And what is usually sprinkled on a Mexican churro?
Oh, yum.
And what do Spaniards, what did Spaniards call dried salt cod?
What do Spaniards call dry salt what do cod?
Spaniards call dried salted cod? Dried salt cod.
Okay. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And let's see. We'll just stop with those for right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Did you know that Krispy Kreme celebrates Hero Appreciation Day with buy one, get one free deal?
That's because you know what today is? National Superhero Day.
It is. Today is the 28th, and it is National Hero Day.
National Superhero Day.
Superhero? It doesn't say super on there.
Yes, it's National Superhero Day.
Well, Krispy Kreme's is doing it by appreciating. You buy one dozen and get the other one free.
There you go.
All right. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know superheroes had their national day, but I guess, you know, I learned something new all the time.
Okay, well, let's do the Taste of Music.
All right, Taste of Music is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your special orders or baking needs, 480-813-4610. And the Taste of Music is?
When we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, can you please play that music for me?
He's not turning it off.
All right.
He didn't want to turn it off the other day when I told him, oh, no, down, down, down. Because I knew they were going to get it.
That was different. He could not say the hint. That was.
He could. No. That's all I wanted was two tones. That's all you need.
And he says that so many times in that song, though. There's no way.
Which one are you talking about?
It was Neil Diamond in Cherry.
Oh.
That's all you needed. Just the first couple beats, everybody knows it.
All right. And then, so, next we have the survey question.
Survey question is, up to me. And if you had the option, I'm just kind of curious, because there's all these little food concerts and you know, people follow, what's his name,
Guy Fieri?
Guy around and go to the different restaurants he goes to. If you had the option to go to the Chicago's Greatest Chefs that are going to be out in September 20th, they are having it at Ravana Highland Park in Illinois. They're going to do a concert all about food with Food Network. What do you think about that? Is that something that you know, would you go to that? Food Network stars, Chicago's Greatest Chefs, and live music performance. They're finally figuring out that food is entertainment.
So that's your survey.
Yeah, I'm curious if people would go to that. Would you? Okay. Would you schedule a vacation? Would you go to something like that?
I would go to it, yeah. Would I schedule my vacation around it?
I mean, if someone gave me tickets, of course I would go. But I'm curious, I mean, would you go on your own? It's food and wine tastings, and they, you get to meet the talent, and there's cooking demos. I mean, they have taken this to a whole nother level, and I'm just curious if anybody would go to something like this.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
All right. Right now, let's talk to Bobby from Tempe. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
You guys got me back. I was listening for a while, and then I got lost in the wilderness.
You did.
Well, and now I'm back.
Glad you're back.
No, I would not go anywhere to watch, only because I'm a really good chef and I'm a baker.
Yeah.
So I like to watch it on television, but that's a little different, you know, where I can eat popcorn and have a cup of coffee.
Right. This is like an all-day event.
Yeah. No. I'll go to the Tempe Arts Fair, you know, or Scottsdale Arts Festival to see the art.
Uh-huh.
And the art and the fair food.
So you will travel, just not that far.
No, and I'm not a concert goer either.
Okay.
So I would not go.
You would travel for the food part of it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. But not that far.
Yeah.
And then I want to try a couple of the questions. I can't remember. There's like five of them, right, or six?
Yeah.
Yes,
not sir. Not the song one, because Ya Ya reminds me of yams.
Yeah.
And that's not the answer.
No.
Okay, what are the other questions? Maybe the third one, I think. I thought I knew.
All right. What mechanical function does a...
Oh, yes. The convection oven.
All right. What mechanical function does a convection oven perform that a standard oven doesn't?
It circulates the air.
You're right.
And then blows you a kiss when you take the stuff out. Or that's my imagination.
Oh, no, it does. Sometimes it's a pretty hot kiss.
It doesn't matter. You know, cooks have got no fingerprints.
That's right.
Chefs have got no fingerprints.
You're right.
And if you get your lips hot, they puff up. So, you know, then you don't have to do the collagen.
I love it. That's awesome.
And I think they should also, they're having some sort of something to celebrate something, right? They're picking a day.
Today is National Superheroes Day.
Yeah, no, I want National Spay Neuter Your Animal Day. I work with animals.
Oh,
that,
okay.
We get in from the pound, the ones that are on the kill list, and we go through PetSmart and find them homes.
Very nice.
If more everybody would spay and neuter their animals, we wouldn't have so many of these beautiful creations that would have to be killed. I don't say put down, I say killed.
Yes.
And so they should have National Spay Neuter Day.
You know, I think they actually do.
Do they?
I believe they do. I think that was something that Bob Barker started.
I would hope so, yeah. He was quite a proponent of being really responsible about the animals.
Yes, because that was his final say every time he left the show.
That's right. Was, I remember somebody telling me that.
Yeah, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Doris Day was an advocate also.
Oh, she also, yes. Bless her heart. A lot of the starlets, people of, you know, film, are animal backers.
Yeah.
Which is good, because these little creatures have no one to speak for, and they don't want to get pregnant and have to feed all these kids, and then half of them get run over. And
yeah, it's so
and that's
sad.
That's the sad part.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. Any what else can I do? Twirl around.
Well,
get my nether in the.
You are in there.
The
you're in there twice. You answered a question,
yeah.
And you also got the survey. So you're in there.
I tell you, I'm just one lucky girl. Thank you guys for the certificate I won. I think last week.
You bet.
And I can't wait to go up to the. I think it's the Grove Bakery.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. Okay.
Thank you, guy.
All
have
right,
a great
Bobby.
Day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Dennis. Hi, Diana. How y'all doing today?
Wonderful. Thanks for asking. What's going on?
Oh, well, I went to Pie Sections. I didn't have a gift certificate, but I wanted to go check out that green chili pork pot pie. And so I was getting my mani-pedi, and I was telling the girls at the shop there. And so we ended up getting two huge chicken pot pies, a peach pie with crumb on top, a triple berry, a pork pot pie, and a slice of coconut cream.
Wow.
And, oh, my God, was the coconut cream. I mean, everybody took theirs home. I just went out and got them and then brought them back, and then everybody took them home to wherever they were going. And I just had rave reviews. Everybody just loved them. And, oh, my goodness, that pork, the green chili pot pie was so good. It doesn't have, like, usually they put green chili in kind of like a flour sauce, flour gravy kind of type thing, and this was kind of like a stew. I mean, there was the pork and corn and beans and the other things, but it was very, didn't have a lot of sauce around it, but it was very, very flavorful. And then it was in like, a crust. So I just scooped it out and ate it out of the crust.
Yeah.
And then, and the coconut cream pie was for me, the slice. Oh my, I made everybody take a bite, so it only left me with about three bites. And it was so good. The crust. You could barely see the crust. It was like, it was there, but it wasn't.
It was very thin, yeah.
Yes, very thin and very fine. And I ended up eating a bite of it. But it was a great day. Everybody's just thrilled about it.
Well, great.
What a wonderful new addition to Culinary Confessions.
Yes, it is. It's a very good one. And
definitely.
We are happy to have her along with us. So it's... Yep, she does. You know, the thing that she does with her, like the pot pies that she does. I don't know if you noticed, but there's crust on the very bottom, and then there's crust on the top, but not on the sides.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so all you'd have to do is peel that crust off the top if you can't eat it, and you'd have all that good inner stuff.
Yeah, I shared it with my neighbor, and I said, now take the crust, just... Let's scoop out the middle, and you can have all the crust. And she says, but that's the good part. And I said, don't remind me. Just take it. I mean, because you get bread soaking in any kind of juice.
It's really good.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but no,
okay,
so she
down,
doesn't so she doesn't put the crust around the edges.
Aha. Uh-huh. I did not notice.
Yeah. Yep. She says that way you get more room to put in the the goodies.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
All right. All right. Well, you want to try trivia?
I would like to try the song of the day. Aretha Franklin, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out.
There you go.
Ah, that was a total guess. Get your ya-ya's
out.
You can always tell Aretha.
I'm waiting for Gary. Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting for Gary to say the positive, but give us half a second. Gary, what was... She said it was Aretha Franklin, Get Your Ya-Ya's.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting for a thumbs up. I thought that was it.
Very close, but no. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't think. I don't know. I think she speaks a different language in something.
Well, you wanna
so close.
How about we try a trivia question?
Sure.
Okay, because you're eligible, so. All right, let's try, how's this one? What is usually sprinkled on a Mexican churro?
Sugar and cinnamon.
There you go.
Perfect.
Cinnamon sugar.
There you go. All right, you're a winner.
You're a winner, very good.
All right, well.
Well, thank you.
I am going to send you, where am I going to send you? I'm going to send you to, you just went to Piefection, so I'm not going
to
send you there.
And I've been to the Puerto Rican, but Millie's.
Have you been to Utter Delight?
I don't really, I'm not that one yet, but do you have the one to the Italian place over by you guys?
No, they're taking a break right now.
Oh, okay. And then Utter Delight would be perfect.
Okay.
I know, I just wanted to try that one because she said she did something different, and it just, I'm going to have to put that on my list next and go there.
Yep. Okay. So you're going to go to Utter Delights, okay?
Great.
All right, Jacqueline.
Wonderful.
You have a great day, okay?
I already am. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We come back. We'll be talking with Don Wentz of Holy Wholesomes.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
All right, 480-668-3287. We are going to talk to Mr. Don Wentz from Holy Wholesome now. So here is our interview. Hi, Don. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you. And yourself?
We're doing great today. So you've got all kinds of things going on, don't you?
I like to keep busy.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
And it's Don, right?
It is.
Okay. I said Don earlier thinking that maybe somebody just misspelled it, but...
Sorry about that.
Then I was corrected. I apologize.
I've been called much worse, believe me.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your company, Don.
Well, Holy Wholesome is baked foods for the natural marketplace. Our company was founded on the belief that people should not have to sacrifice their taste standards for their ingredient standards. Because when we got involved in natural foods back in 1978, if it was a baked food and was natural, it tasted almost as good as the cardboard you came in.
Oh, nice.
And we thought, you know, that just doesn't make sense. And people would say, oh, yeah, but, you know, these are natural foods, people. They understand. And the truth is a matter that, yeah, natural foods people will accept, and they believe so passionately about what they're putting into their body that sometimes they will accept something that doesn't taste so good for their standards. But just because somebody might accept something doesn't mean it's what they want and doesn't mean it's what they deserve. So when we started Holy Wholesome in 1996, we thought, you know, I'm sure we could make product that meets or exceeds the ingredient standards of natural foods consumers, yet also meets their taste standards. And that's what we've done. And I think we've done a pretty good job. At least, if you ask Good Housekeeping magazine, who says our frozen pie shells are the best tasting pie shell in the country, they just happen to be organic. They just happen to be natural. They just happen to be vegan. I guess it's kind of working. Or if you ask America's Home Test Kitchen, who said the same thing about our rolled pie dough, it's the best in the country, just happens to be natural and organic and vegan. Well, I guess it can work.
Kind of like a bonus there, isn't it?
It is. The icing on the proverbial cake.
That's it.
Now, what all is Holy Wholesome the name of all of your products, or do you have other ones that
we have? We have some other brands as well. We import waffles from Belgium, and you know that we call those Unique Belgique. They are natural. They're natural. They're non-GMO. But you know, if you're gonna have a Belgian waffle, you don't you want a Belgian waffle. So Unique Belgique more tells what it is. And then actually, we're changing the brand name of our gluten-free product from Holy Wholesome to Holy Gluten-Free because, you know, when we make gluten-free product, we make it in dedicated facilities. And so in a lot of cases, when people are buying gluten-free, they're buying gluten-free product that's made in the same factory on the same equipment as the product with gluten in it. And we have a very strong belief about the importance of having dedicated manufacturing for gluten-free and allergen-free products. So we're going to change our brand name to reflect that so people don't think that, oh, gosh, is this being made in the same place as those great organic pie shells, but I can't have gluten. So, a couple different brands that we have, but all meeting the same need and care and concern about both the ingredient standards and the taste and quality of what you put in your mouth.
Okay, great. Now, share us a little bit about Holy Wholesome. What all? I mean, you've kind of already gone over it, but what else? I mean, you guys are kosher and no artificial flavorings and preservatives.
Nothing, no artificial anything. I mean, basically, there's no artificial colors, preservatives, flavors. There's no hydrogenated fats or oils. There's no GMOs. There is no, if you want to get into the real nitty-gritty of the thing, you know, all the oil is expeller-pressed oil. There's no artificially or chemically processed ingredients whatsoever. So if somebody's really digging deep and making sure that they don't want anything artificial, then you want to be aware of how the oils are being processed. You want to be aware of how the extracts are being extracted. Like we use pure vanilla extract on what we're doing, and it's physically extracted, as opposed to being chemically extracted. There's some things like, you can more efficiently extract the oil from an olive by introducing chemicals to it, but that's not what a natural food consumer wants, and that's not what we want. So all of our product, if you dig down deep, look in the ingredient legend, if you have a fourth or fifth grade education, you should have no problem reading our ingredient legend. We use things like organic palm fruit shortening. We use organic flowers. On our gluten-free, we use rice flours and potato flours, and we use pea proteins, and we use flaxseed and all the types of ingredients that would make your grandma and your cardiologist feel good.
Okay, because all of this is causing, because of all this, a lot more people are going gluten-free. Not that they need to, but they want to. So now this is a choice that they're making. So now they've got this product that they can go and they can still have their pies and do different things with your product.
Well, yes. I mean, we've been wanting to do gluten-free really for about 12 years now. One of our associates, one of our educational team leaders is a celiac. And from early on, she was saying on some of this stuff, why can't you make it gluten-free? And we knew we could make it gluten-free, but again, we were not going to make anything in a facility that was, gluten-free in a facility that was making gluten products because of the challenge of cross-contamination. And even though we knew we had good people working in our facilities and, we could put together the production standards that say, okay, you do this thing first and that thing second, and you do this kind of clean down, that way you can make sure you're not going to have any contamination between flour, which is an airborne and allergen, and the gluten-free flours. But we also knew that these are all made by humans, and human beings make mistakes. It's just the nature of what we do. I mean, some people take shortcuts, or even if you don't make shortcuts, you can just have a boo-boo. And especially when you're dealing with an airborne allergen, we thought we're not going to do it. So it wasn't until last year, a year and a half ago, that we came out. We found a way to do dedicated gluten-free production, and we started with our pie shells, and now we moved into gluten-free pizza dough because people love to have pizza, and you better have a really good pizza, if, even if it's going to be gluten-free. And we are continuing to expand. Actually, I was a tiny bit late to this call because I was just looking at some of our new products downstairs that we're developing and really excited about it, bringing the kind of things that kids and adults expect to have gluten-free and don't really have many options with. But, you know, we really believe it's important for a consumer who is concerned with allergens, and that gluten is one of them, that they be able to buy product made in allergen-free facilities, not just that the product doesn't have the allergen in it.
Right. It's a big difference because it can cause a lot of hardship on that person if it's just, you know, in the same facility even.
Well, that goes to show you just how sure you are of your product, that you're willing to go out and spend that kind of money to get a whole nother facility just to do gluten-free.
Well, I get, you know what? I think it talks about how sure we are of our consumer and of the consumer's right to know. And if you, and that, you know, whether it's, you know, the allergen-free consumer is a subset of the natural consumers. And while an allergen-free consumer will accept a product that's made in a non-dedicated facility, if they have no choice and it's not as much of a death-threatening allergy, still they'd prefer and they deserve the opportunity to buy something that's made in a totally allergen-free environment. It's just better. It should give you more confidence. And, you know, Diana, you had spoken about how more people are coming to gluten-free, and we're into it not so much because of the people that are coming to gluten-free as the interested lifestyle consumers. We're into it because of the consumers that don't have a choice.
Exactly, because
that's
the business.
Yeah, that's the business that's there for the long term, and we're in this business for the long term. I mean, make no mistake about it. It's a business. Anybody who's out there who's marketing a product with a brand is doing it as a business. And if you don't think about the long term, you won't be there in the long term for the consumer. So, you know, that gluten-free consumer that is a celiac, which is a disease, not an allergy, or that gluten-free consumer that has a gluten allergy that needs gluten-free product, or in our case needs dairy-free product, or needs nut-free product, or needs egg-free product, those people really are dying for places to give them dedicated, reliable production with product that tastes good. And we believe if we do that, it almost doesn't matter, you know, yeah, it is an investment to open up a facility, but if you can give them something that's reliable and if you can give them something that tastes good, you know you're going to have business there in the long run.
Right, because they can't live without it. I mean, that's long term. I mean, you're just setting yourself up for success.
Sure.
Because these people, I mean, once they find something that they can have, which is a really hard thing to do. I mean, so many of them just say, well, I can't have it. I just can't have any of these things again. And they're so excited when they're, you know, you're giving them an opportunity to have pizza that maybe they've never, you know, they haven't had in or ever had because of this disease.
They're accepting the best thing that is out there that's for them. Or there are some people who, you know, there's all different levels of celiacs. People who are high-functioning celiacs, where if they have a little gluten as a cheat every once in a while, it makes them uncomfortable. They might get a little bit bloated. They may have to pay a little bit of price, but sometimes it's okay for just a really good slice of pie. But if we the better we can get at making product where they don't have to sacrifice and sometimes it's a matter of them feeling comfortable. Like, you know, you go to a party and everybody's sitting down and the host doesn't really know that you're a celiac, and they take out this pie and you can't have it, you shouldn't have it, and they feel guilty and you feel guilty. Or there's the kid who goes to a birthday party and okay, here's the birthday cake for everybody and here's your gluten-free tortilla chips, Sally. You know,
good luck with that.
It happens, though, and your heart goes out to these people, which is why we're trying to make things that are going to make them, you know, give them the kind of things, the comfort food that people always love to have, but are missing out on. And it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned the GMO and non. What's the difference between the GMO and non-GMO?
Well, GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So if you go back through history, you know, the way that new breeds of plants and animals came about is was through breeding or hybridization, where you'd find the characteristics of, let's say, that that tomato that you loved. It was ripe and juicy, and but yet there's this other tomato that, you know, withstood the frost a little bit better. So you try and breed those two tomatoes together to get the quality of the one with, you know, of the hardiness with the flavor of the other, and you keep on trying and trying. Or maybe you like your big the attitude of your golden retriever, but you didn't like him shedding. So you thought, well, if I introduce my golden retriever to this poodle who doesn't shed, and they get amorous and they may have little puppies, I may wind up with some puppies who might have a nice attitude and also don't shed. And so you breed and you breed over decades and decades, and eventually you come out with this dog that has a nice attitude but doesn't shed, and you call it a Labradoodle. and, you know, that's the way all the different varieties most of the different varieties of foods that we eat today, you know, whether it's a grapple, which was a grape and an apple, or whether it's a different, you know, if the Fuji apple is a hybridization of a couple different apples. And it was all done naturally. It takes a lot of time, but time is money, right? And sometimes you just can't, you know, you can't breed a poodle with a tomato. So you have these things called natural barriers. And what genetic modification has recognized is that if you could get down to, through analyzing genes, being able to tell what genes cause what, give what characteristics to any living thing, if you can identify the individual gene, then maybe you can splice that gene into an egg and have the egg take on that characteristic without having to breed 15, 20, 30 different times. So what genetic modification is, taking a gene with a characteristic that you like and inserting it into an egg of an organism that you want to have that characteristic. And through technology and through chemistry, you can do this thousands and thousands and thousands of times at a shot, and wind up, instead of having to wait, you know, for the gestation period of a poodle, you know, just have it be, okay, it comes out of the petri dish and you say, did it work or it didn't work? And one out of a million times or 10 out of a million times, or you're going to get the shot right, which is a lot quicker than you would otherwise. So the first big crop that really came out in doing this was corn. And what they realized is, you know, one of the issues with corn is that, you know, it's subject to weeds. But if you overspray the corn, the corn will wind up, might be susceptible to the weed spray as well, and not to be that healthy. So they came up with this Roundup Ready corn. Roundup is a weed killer that spray on crops. So they figure if we could find out how to resist the Roundup and breed that gene into the corn, then we can spray the heck out of the fields and kill all the weeds and not kill the corn. So that's how Roundup Ready corn came to be.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's you know, if corn is not organic today in the U.S., you're going to assume it's Roundup Ready corn. You're going to assume that it's genetically modified corn. And there's a lot of great things about that. You know, you can see as a farmer that you can get better crop yields and that you don't have to be as careful with, maybe you don't have to spread as much weed killer on the crops as what a lot of people believe. And some would say quite the opposite. They spray the heck out of it now because they don't have to worry about it. And as a natural food consumer, you know, natural food consumers start to think, well, geez, so what you're saying is now there's more. I've got this corn that's been changed genetically, and do you really know what the effects of that change are going to be long term? Because there are no long term human studies on this.
Right.
And, but all of a sudden, it's in our economy, it's in our food source, and there are many people who believe that that, you know, why are we facing more allergens today than we used to? Why is there more incidence of celiac? Is it just because people are smarter about it? Why are there more food allergies? Why are there more diseases? There are some that would say it may have something to do with what we're ingesting into our body. And there are some human studies that have been done that have suggested that maybe genetically modified organisms might be affecting our bodies in ways that we had not intended.
Well, we no longer just have our fresh fruits and vegetables in our yards anymore, and you know, go to your local growers. And we were, you know, that's what I grew up with. I mean, you go and you get all this fresh corn and you get fresh fruits, and a lot of it was in our own garden. So now you're eating a lot of other foods that maybe we didn't have, you know, 35 years ago. Everything
right.
is pre-processed and pre-frozen and, you know, pre-packaged and, you know, made with all these preservatives in it that we didn't have when I was growing up.
True enough, but, you know, even if you're talking about going to a local farmer's market, if you're talking specifically about genetically modified, I mean, there aren't that many genetically modified crops in the U.S. You know, primarily anything that's soy that's not organic or doesn't have a non-GMO stamp on it, you're going to assume it's genetically modified. Anything that's corn, any papaya, any cotton, any beet, or anything with beet sugar, unless it's organic, which means it's not GMO, or whether it's not a verified non-GMO label is verified and certified non-GMO, you have to assume that it's GMO. So even if you go to a local corn stand where it was grown locally, the likelihood, unless it's organic, on any one of those crops, is that it's GMO. And so, you know, there have been propositions in Washington and California where consumers have risen up and demanded the right to know whether what they're consuming is genetically modified or not. And right now in the U.S., there's no requirement that somebody who's using genetically modified organism has to claim it, because the government has said, well, it's genetically identical. It seems to me to be odd to say it's genetically identical after you say it's been genetically modified.
Right.
Like genetically similar, but identical always seemed to me to be exactly, not kind of. So, in Europe, basically, they do not accept GMOs. They don't accept GMOs, and it wasn't because of the wisdom of government. It was because of the voice of the people. There was, in England, and in Europe, there were some genetic potatoes that were begun to be used, and it was a British scientist that was doing some government-funded study on the impacts of genetically modified potatoes, and the information that came out was a bit startling to the government, and it was supposed to be buried, and this guy didn't bury it; he went public with it, and it got him into big trouble with his bosses. But what the European consumers said is, we don't want potatoes that are genetically modified. They said to the restaurant chains, we don't want genetically modified potatoes. The restaurant chain said to the growers, we don't want genetically modified potatoes. And that created a ban in Europe, quite opposed to somebody from the government watchdog oversight saying, be careful, this may not be safe for us. So right now what we say is, well, you know, it's up to as long as the manufacturer or the grower or the processor says it's safe and they feel it's safe, then who are we to argue?
Right.
If the tobacco company says cigarettes aren't dangerous, then who are we to argue? It took a long time for it start to show the effects in humans over time of tobacco. And, you know, with genetics, there are those who fear we're treading down the same path, with the biggest difference being it's kind of like Pandora's box. Once you let that seed out of the box, their natural drift comes into play, and, you know, there's a certain natural way that it's gonna wind up evolving, and so you will get genetically modified crops that get mixed in just because of seed drift.
Right. Hey, well, tell us what with the Holy Wholesome products, what's the health benefits of the Holy Wholesome products?
Well, we're very careful about talking about health benefits because health is a very personal measure. I mean, if I talk about, you know, if I talk about our organic pie shell or organic whole wheat pie shell with great whole wheat and organic palm fruit shortening, yet you're a celiac, there's not much that's healthy about that. You know, if you eat our pies, and that becomes your the foundation of your diet, you're not going to lose a lot of weight because there's sugar in it, there's fat in it. But what our product is about is a wholesome indulgence. There are ingredients that you can pronounce. There are ingredients that are natural, that are non-GMO, in many cases organic. Your body is naturally more prepared to process that. It's something that your body will recognize, and you can have a little bit of an indulgence because you do deserve an indulgence every now and again. So it's natural, it's clean, it's organic. Most of our product is vegan for people who care about the eating vegan. All of our product is kosher for people who need to adhere to kosher laws. And most importantly, they taste good. So that's what we're about. You know, the thing, people say, well, where can I find your product, or where can I find out more about this kind of stuff? My answer is your independent natural food stores and local natural food stores are such a tremendous asset to the community, whether it's a place like Whole Foods or whether it's a place like Sprouts or whether New Frontiers Natural Markets, which actually I think Whole Foods just bought in your area. Great places to go and find out about natural, organic, non-GMO foods. If you're vegan, you can learn what can I eat vegan. If you just found out that you're celiac, oh my God, what am I going to eat? You can go in. These people understand the consumers coming to the store and can answer their questions. And that's where most of Holy Wholesome product is sold, at places like Sprouts and Whole Foods and co-ops and New Frontiers Natural Markets. And they're just great places to learn and great places to, you know, go and make your culinary confession.
That's right. And then people can also find out about you at holywholesome.com.
Yes, that's WHOLLYWHOLESOME.com. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, and Pinterest and Instagram.
Yeah.
You've got it all.
You've got it all, but you can also buy the product. Like you said, you can go to Whole Foods or Sprouts and purchase any of these products there. And if you're not sure where the closest one is to you, you want to check them out online.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, very good, Dune. And we appreciate you calling in today. You've put out a lot of information there.
Well, I hope it was helpful to someone.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. I mean, a lot of, especially, you know, our celiac or people that are, you know, vegans or trying to just eat organic, I think you've provided a wonderful product for them.
We've got a lot of gluten-free listeners, so that's a big help right there, too.
So now they can have their sweet indulgence.
Awesome.
All right. Well, very good, Dune. We appreciate you calling in and talking with us, and maybe we can have you on again sometime, okay?
It would be my pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Dune. You also.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
That steak. Yeah. The one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef and find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. And this is a very interesting conversation we just had with Mr. Dune Wentz, president of Holy Wholesome Foods.
Right, he had a lot of information, and you can buy their products over at Whole Foods or Sprouts, or check them out online at holywholesome.com, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. They're all over the place, so, check them out.
All right, and in case any of you forgot what some of that trivia was, it's where in Italy is the Chianti region that Chianti wine is named for? Sicily, Tuscany, or Lombard? And let's see, true or false, according to aficionados of Japanese cuisine, hot water should be mixed into the dry ingredients for a perfect tempura batter. And then, let's see, where does most of the calories in fast food come from?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Standard Bronze, Royal Palm, and Bourbon Red are heirloom breeds of what bird? And what is usually, what do Spaniards call dried salt cod? And which TV sitcom was fashioned after the Bull Finch Pub in Boston?
All right. You know, I don't think anybody really likes my survey question because I'm kind of curious. But how about if we do what's your favorite cupcake?
What's your favorite cupcake?
Yeah, what's your favorite kind of cupcake? I'm looking at some that I've never seen before. It's called a candied grapefruit cupcake. And it sounds really good. So, that's my survey question. What is your favorite cupcake? How's that?
What's your favorite?
Well, I don't know now. I'm finding all these new ones. I have to taste test many, many more to find out.
All right. But at this point, what is yours?
I kind of like just a regular vanilla white cupcake with maybe a salted caramel.
I was going to say, I think you like the salted caramel ones that we have out front.
I haven't had one of those yet. But I'll have to taste test one just to find out. What do you think of that? What's your favorite one?
You know,
chocolate.
I kind of like the chocolate peanut butter one.
Triple chocolate peanut butter. Mm-hmm. With little peanut butter Reese's cups inside of it, all broke up.
Yeah, with a nice peanut butter frosting.
Peanut butter frosting. Well, I'll tell you what.
Peanut butter buttercream frosting.
Well, if it's anything like your peanut butter cream cake or pie, that was amazing. So that would be a great icing on top of a cupcake. Put the pie filling on top of the cupcake.
And how about just fill the cupcake with it?
Oh, that would be.
So you bite into it and you get that nice creamy.
Yes, you should do that. That would be the ultimate cupcake.
That would be the bomb, huh?
That would be the bomb. I would love that. So we'll have to try it. If you want me to taste test, I'll taste test for you. How's that?
I've never had a problem with you taste testing, have I?
Well, sometimes if it has anything to do with fish or seafood in it, I'm not a very good taste tester. They even have a key lime cupcakes. They have triple lemon cupcakes, candied grapefruit, orange cream. Ooh, that would be really good, an orange cream cupcake.
And you're getting these out of where?
I'm getting these out of the magazine I'm reading.
Out of
from
my Food Network magazine.
Yes, I am. And they look delicious. And you know what you should do even? If you did your white chocolate bowls and put them in that, yeah, that would be good.
But when I went to cook them,
the white chocolate
would melt.
No, you take them out of there after you cook them, put them in there. I don't know. That's just kind of what I want.
So
I
why
guess
is
I'm
it
hungry.
That, why is it that those are addressed to me and I don't get them for like a month after the fact that they get here?
Because I get the mail.
And you like to go through them and read them. And then, oh, by the way, here's last month's magazine.
Well, we share. That's how we are. You can have one. You can look at it whenever you want. We're at the same desk. I'll share with you.
All right.
Okay.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and
so here,
talk in.
So you look
no,
at your
I wasn't
magazine.
Going to a commercial there.
Okay. So let me tell you what's going on. We do have... We do have some things going on in the Valley. May 10th, we have Sundown Cookout at Rawhide. Get the old taste of the West with Chuck Wagon Supper, including the mesquite grilled ribs, chicken, cowboy beans, potatoes, and all their Old Timbers bread. That's going to happen May 10th. And then we also have the Scottsdale Beer Festival, second annual festival of brews. We'll spotlight a wide variety of craft beer and focus on local breweries. They'll have food trucks and live music. VIP guests get there early to access the specialty beers. That's going to be from 3 to 7 on Saturday, May 10th over at Westworld. And the tickets range from $40, $50 for VIPs. So a lot of things happening. There's even going to be an American, get it, American, canned craft beer festival. That's going to be on May 18th here in the Valley. So that'll be held over at Scottsdale Civic Center, right at 3939 North Drinkwater. It's $35 a person or $100 for VIP. That's Saturday, May 18th from noon to 6. You can check it out online at CannedCraftBeerFest.com. A couple things going on in the Valley. It has to do with food.
Yes.
And beer.
And beer. Nothing wrong with that.
No, so.
All right. And do we have any guests coming this week? I believe Wednesday we have, is Wednesday Jim? That's going to be our breakfast in a show?
I believe it's next Wednesday. It's it's the 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, May 7th.
This Wednesday we have Alicia and Tom that wrote the cookbook Whole Life Nutrition. So we're going to be talking with them on Wednesday. And of course, Brian will be here tomorrow. For some coffee talk. That's Brian from Berge's Coffee Roast House, located at 309 North Gilbert Road. You can always check them out online at bergiescoffee.com.
All right.
And then I just want to remind everybody about the Great American Milk Drive. You can help provide much-needed milk to families who are served through the Feeding American Network. Check them out at milklife.com/give, and you can make your donation to the food bank in your community by just entering your zip code. Or you can text from your phone, milk, to 27722 and make a donation of Feeding America.
All right. And that's very important. There's a lot of people that don't get the milk out there. So,
and that's brought to you by the Arizona Dairy Council.
That's right. And you go to the food banks and people donate all the canned food and stuff, but they never do the dairy. And they actually can go through, what'd she say?
Over, oh my gosh.
500 gallons of milk in 2 days that they'll hand out.
It's incredible. So it's about Feeding America, the Great American Milk Drive. Like I said, check it out online, milklife.com.
All right. And Friday, do we have I think Brittany's going to be doing her wedding this week.
Yeah, I don't believe Brittany's going to be with us for a couple of weeks because she is going to be a little bit busy. But May 8th, we are going to be doing a wine tasting over at the Groves Bar and Grill, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. The wines being featured will be wines from Spain. There'll be a food pairing, so come hungry because Dennis gets carried away on making his food. So you will have four wines, two reds, two whites, again from Spain, and then the food pairing to go along with that. Starts at 7 p.m. It's $30 per person. Please call and let us know ahead of time if you'll be joining us. 480-307-8477.
All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Katie, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona, KAZG. 1440, KAZG. Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's Confections. We're the food connection. Culinary Confessions. We love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And we are here live
on the radio.
All right, and good information on that that interview that we had earlier. He had a lot to say about a lot of stuff, and Good products. So, and like we said, it was Dune Wentz with he was the president of Holy Wholesome, and they're coming out with their renaming part of their company to Holy Gluten, right? Was it Holy Gluten?
No,
I'm wrong.
Now you're making stuff up.
Okay, but it's their gluten free side.
Holy moly.
It's their gluten-free side, so it's going to be very good for everybody. So all right, let's do the
business of the day
business real fast, and all then right, we'll move on. Okay,
we have trivia brought to you by George and Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is...
Where in Italy is the Chianti region that Chianti wine is named for? Is it Sicily, Tuscany, or Lombardy? And true or false, according to the aficionados of Japanese cuisine, hot water should be mixed into the dry ingredients for a perfect tempura batter. And let's see, where do most of the calories come from in fast food? And standard bronze, royal palm, bourbon red, and our... all heirloom breeds of what bird? And
give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What do Spaniards call dried salt cod? And which TV sitcom was fashioned after the Bull and Finch Pub in Boston, Massachusetts? And what type of bean is used to make the dish of Brazil, the national dish of Brazil, frijoada?
What kind of bean? So give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of the trivia questions or a survey question today. What is your favorite kind of cupcake?
And the taste of music. is
when you play a tidbit of a song. Oh, that's not what you wanted. Is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs or for any special orders, 480-813-4610. And A Taste of Music is...
I don't know what it is.
A tidbit of a song.
It's a tidbit of a song that we play. It mentions food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Go ahead, Gary, and play me that music. All right.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of the trivia questions or A Taste of Music. Our survey question today is, what is your favorite type of cupcake?
All right, let's talk to Manny from Gilbert. Manny, how are you?
Manny.
I'm doing great, but there's only one of me, Diana.
Only there's one. Only one, huh?
It's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing.
Life is good?
Life is good.
All right, what's going on today?
Not much, just delivering my flowers. Matter of fact, I just delivered to the sweetest little old lady for her 90th birthday.
Oh, how nice.
She was such a hoot. She asked if this was a strippogram, and I said, no, you really wouldn't want that. And she said, oh, damn.
She was hoping for a strippogram, huh?
Yeah, she was a hoot. She was, you know, about 4 foot nothing, weighed about 90 pounds, and 90th birthday.
Oh, wow. How great is that? Well, yep. Happy birthday to her. Give her a shout.
She was outside doing her gardening.
Well, so, very good.
Yeah, love, more power to her.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Survey question. That's tough because I don't really have a sweet tooth, but I guess a vanilla with some kind of butterscotch frosting would be.
Oh, I do love butterscotch.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be about it. But
I think butterscotch needs to make a comeback.
I do. I like butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
Even in candy, I like those butterscotch drops.
Oh, and, me too.
And the Werther's original, those are my two favorite.
Yeah. Butterscotch and caramel. I like both.
Those are pretty yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So you want to try some trivia today?
Sure, your trivia. Your the salt cod one?
Yes, sir.
The Spanish call it bacalao.
Yes,
it
is.
The Italians call it bacalao. And the Portuguese spell it bacalhau. Just
yo.
Same spelling, just different pronunciations.
Yep, but it's all the same.
It's all good.
Yep, all dried good. Salt cod. You've eaten that several times before, I'm sure.
Oh, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
Salt codfish cakes and regular old dish with bacalhau, which is you soak your cod for 2 days, keep changing the water. Originally, you soak it in milk, and then you just change that out, get all the salt out of it until it becomes pliable. And then you just slice it up and put it in a baking dish with sliced potatoes and onions and a little bit of tomato sauce. And at the end, you do some hard-boiled eggs, and when you put it on the table, you just sprinkle the hard-boiled eggs across the top. And I know Diana's just licking her lips, getting ready to try that right now.
She is. She just asked if we can make that.
I'll have some egg salad. An egg salad sandwich with those hard-boiled eggs, but that's about it.
But it is an acquired taste. It is a pretty strong-tasting product. Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. Well, how's Gimpy doing?
She's doing okay. I left her to her own devices today. The home health care nurse was coming, but she's doing good. She gets on her little machine that they gave her 3 or 4 times a day, and it's flexing that knee, and every day we raise the amount that it flexes, and she's doing very well.
Well, very good.
Plus, you know, she has to get up and walk around to go outside and have her cigarette, so that's the big incentive for her.
Yeah. No smoking in the house.
Oh, no.
No. Very good. All right. All right, Manny. Well, very well.
All right.
You have a wonderful day, and we will talk with you tomorrow.
Almost surely.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later, Manny.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. And, you know, we never really talked much about the trip I took last week, did we?
Nope.
Okay.
You're going to?
I don't know. You want to?
Let's talk about it. You've got a couple minutes. That's about all you got.
It was very, very interesting. Like I said, we started at the very beginning, and I learned that...
Well, let's tell everybody where you went first.
Well, I went to the Tolleson plant. Well, first...
It was with the Arizona Beef Council.
Right, and we went to the plant first.
And it was called From Gate to Plate.
And the first thing we did was we had to sit in and watch a little... it was Beef 101 with the Arizona Beef Council. And then How Beef Can Help You. And it was really very interesting. But then we left there and went to JBS USA out in Tolleson Beef. And that's basically where the trucks pull up and unload the cattle. The cattle go into a yard, and then they get pushed through the... how would you say it? The assembly line or disassembly line?
Disassembly line. So it turns from cattle to it goes from the box.
Right. And, you know, we got to watch it from the time they came into the building onto the conveyor to where they were put down. And then the process started right there. And we got to see from start to finish to where they were actually boxing up the steaks and the roasts and the ribs and the, you know, and each part was different. And I thought I was going to have a tough time when they were gutting them, but it actually wasn't that bad. And, you know, they use pretty much everything, but the, they no longer use the beef brain. That's discarded and gotten rid of. And then the spinal cord, but everything else,
because you can't eat the brains anymore, and the spinal cord,
it's got poisons in it,
the fluids in it and stuff. So they just removed that completely,
right? So it was pretty cool the way they did it. And I mean, those guys are fast in there. There's 1,200 people working in there, and there's one guy who all he does is sharpen knives all day, and they go and trade them in and get new ones, and they all have their steel with them that they use, but they get a fresh batch all the time from them. And boy, I tell you what, they can use their knives. Some of them, they just...
It's an extension of their hand. I mean, they do it all day long, every day, for 8 hours a day. I can't imagine them, I mean...
8 hours standing in the same place doing the same thing. It's just amazing.
Dedication.
Yeah, it's amazing the way some of these people do this. And they're good at it. I mean, obviously they're... And then you've got, you know, after every cutting station, there's a person that's checking the quality and stuff. And if it's not the right quality, it gets shoved into this other conveyor belt and goes off to something else. And, you know, they use the heart. They use all that, you know, the heart, the liver, all of it gets used in some way or another. And it was pretty cool. It was really cool. And then after that, we even found out that, I've always known this, but In-N-Out burgers are fresh and come right from here for all the local ones. And the meat is fresh, and it goes and they blend it themselves and serve the patties. And where Wendy's has them make the patties for them. And so your Wendy's burgers and your In-N-Out burgers come straight from the Tolleson plant and are distributed all over Phoenix.
And formed and distributed right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you know it's fresh and it's not frozen.
Very nice.
So that was pretty cool. Which I've always known that with In-N-Out, they don't do.
I thought Wendy's were frozen. I thought they were fresh and then frozen and then reused. I didn't think they were all freshly.
No, they plop up there and send them out. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. And then we left there and went out to the Hayden Land and Cattle Company with Les and Paul Hayden. And that's where the feeding grounds are. So that was pretty interesting, too.
Okay.
Got to go all the way through that and stuff. So anyway, that was my trip.
Very nice. I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah.
All right. So. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. 480-668-3287.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah, well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out.
Yep,
that's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
All right, and we are back. Welcome back, everybody. It is Monday, Manic Monday, here on Culinary Confessions. It is a beautiful day out, and we're going to talk with Virginia from Mesa. Hi, Virginia. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm Dennis.
Just wonderful. Thank you.
I haven't heard a whole lot of the program, but I just wanted to give you, since it's not Tip Tuesday, it's Tip Monday.
Okay. We'll take Tip Monday.
Okay. At the American Discount Store, they have eggs on sale for 79 cents, and today, if you're 62 or over, you get a discount on that, too, 10%.
Oh, wow. So,
And you get a case of eggs, which is 15 dozen, for $10. And there's no limit on it. And, Dennis, did you happen to go get some?
No, he did not.
Oh.
I can tell you for sure he didn't. We have our produce guy that gets our stuff for us.
Oh,
and
because okay.
we go through so many eggs, you know, six or seven cases is nothing.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, they have plenty of them down there.
That's a good deal, $10.
Yeah.
And that's American Discount Foods. They're located at 1360 West Southern Avenue. So go check them out. They do have some unbelievable low prices and some amazing deals.
And no limit.
We like that part.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So what else is going on with you, Virginia?
Oh, just getting ready to eat my lunch and find out what I need to say on here today.
Okay. What about, do you want to try some trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. How about, where in Italy is the Chianti region that Chianti wine is named for? Is it Sicily, Tuscany, or Lombardy? I don't know that one. I can't read that writing. So let's just go with Sicily or Tuscany. Which one do you think?
Sicily.
Oh, man, so close. But that's the wrong one.
Oh.
Oh, doggone it. But I'm going to still put you in the drawings.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, Virginia. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great day. And I'll tell everybody, go get your eggs over at American Discount Food. You can get a smoking deal for a case or for just your dozen. What, 79 cents? Over,
yeah.
Over 62?
No limit.
Yeah, and over 62, is everything discount today for 62 and older, or just the eggs?
No, everything.
10, everything.
10%.
So today, Monday only, is 10% off for over 62.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Virginia.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Paul from Mesa. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Diana, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I am no cartographer, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Would that region be Tuscany?
That would be.
Yeah, there you go.
That was a tough one, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, I had a really big beep.
So you are.
Did I win?
Well, no, you're not eligible.
I didn't think so, but what the heck.
But you're still in the drawings. That still puts you in the drawings.
Well, that's outstanding.
So you can still be a winner. That doesn't discount anything.
You know what? Talking with you guys and listening to the show, I am a winner.
So did you have a great weekend?
You know what? It was good. We spent last evening at the home with good friends and had a nice meal and a lot of camaraderie, and it was super enjoyable.
Good.
And I have not been listening to the show, but I've been working, but I wanted to let you know that I was at 352nd Avenue and Lower Buckeye Road.
So you were in California this morning.
Almost. Put me in Tonopah. And I thought there was just a gas station in Tonopah, but people actually live there, too.
Yeah, there are actually people that move there.
That's right. And I heard your show. I am listening to your show all the way out west.
Wow, are you on the FM HD channel or on AM?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm not that wealthy. I'm just on the regular AM radio.
Oh, wow. That's great to know that it gets that far out there. I know it even hits Casa Grande.
That's exactly why I'm calling, to let you know that anybody listening can hear it all the way out to Tonopah, Arizona, and probably beyond. I didn't go as far west as I could to see where you dropped off because I got other things to do, but I can tell you, I can attest that your signal's bright and clear.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We love that. I mean, that way you can hear us everywhere. And don't forget, if you can't get us on the radio or on the FM station for HD, you can always listen to us online.
That's right.
You know,
that's
if
up
you've
and running.
Got your computer or your phone or any of that, you can listen to us online. Listen live.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to hang up and continue to listen, but not very often I get out this far west. I want you to know how far your signal's blowing.
All right. Well, when you get back into Arizona, let us know when you cross the border.
I love it. You've got it. Take care.
All right. Have a great day.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. You can answer some of our trivia questions or, our survey question. What? And I didn't ask Paul about the survey question. I didn't ask him what his favorite cupcake is.
You know, I'm just going to jump in here, too, because I was really curious about the festival question, and you just dropped that. We went to cupcakes. Not that cupcakes aren't tasty.
Which festival question?
The food festival.
Oh, well,
are
we
you
have
a food
couple.
Festival goer?
Oh, well, nobody, I didn't, Dennis looked at me and kind of poo-pooed my little food festival thing.
I thought it was a good question. I mean, I...
Would you
I don't consider myself a foodie, but I would totally hang out at a food festival.
Well, like, especially, I mean, look, it's got everything for it. It's got everything from the music. It's got it's got the live entertainment. It's got all these different Food Network stars.
Usually there's stuff for families, for kids.
Yeah, and taste testing's a galore. So you're going to get to try all kinds of food. I thought it was kind of cool, and he just kind of gave me the, you know, stink eye on it. So I thought, oh, now I'm crazy.
That's your sign to just give him a kick.
Kick him under the table.
We need to go to a festival, and the first time's the you know, that opens the door, right? So just go to one.
Well, I used to, when I had some extra time on my hands, we would always go downtown and do the Tempe Festival.
Okay.
You know, all the food festivals down there. They would have beer. They would have tequila festivals. I mean, they had the salsa festival.
There's a taco festival.
They had all these different festivals. It was a blast to go to.
Yep.
You got to taste everybody else's idea of what they thought the best taco was. I mean, because you know what? Everyone's a critic.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to agree with
it. That's the fun. You have your own opinion. And, you know, if you like the green chili or the red chili or, you know, whatever you're tasting, that's kind of the fun, and you get to
exactly,
you know, the intrigue of trying, oh, what's bacon and, you know, chocolate taste like on a donut?
And you know what? And I would have poo-pooed the idea of ever putting chocolate on bacon because I thought that was a no-no.
That's a perfect example.
But
those
actually,
pairings,
after tasting it along with the key lime filled jalapeno popper, then wrapped in bacon and dipped in chocolate.
Savory, sweet,
it was amazing,
spicy.
But you really didn't taste the heat in it,
right,
which was the key lime somehow mixed with that jalapeno. I wished I knew the chemical reaction of it, but it was fantastic is all I can tell you.
Some sort of alkali, like voodoo magic going on.
But this one that I was talking about, this is a Food Network is putting in concert featuring John Mayer. Mm-hmm. And then it's also featuring, you know, Anne Burrell and many other Food Network stars that are going to be there. Mike Murphy and Jeff Zachman, I think his last name is. And Jose Garcia. And I mean, all these
Great.
Yeah, all these guys are going to be there at this festival in Chicago with the greatest chefs, plus the stars and live music performances.
Yeah.
So they'll have the food demos. They're going to have wine and food tastings, and you'll get to meet and greet the talent.
Right.
So, I don't just mean talent John Mayer. I mean talent the chefs.
No, and like you said, I mean, people are starting to realize that food can be an attraction more than just, oh, it's, you know, it's side food at a fair or a, you know.
Oh, no, it's food entertainment.
It's
food,
like, that's the main attraction anymore. That's what people are going for.
And after seeing, I don't know if you saw my pictures from Binkley's restaurant.
Mm-mm.
Well, you'll have to go online and check out Binkley's restaurant, and I'll show you my photos. But Dennis and I went there for my birthday, dinner.
Yeah.
And I think it's an experience that everyone should go openly to because
it's amazing.
It is amazing. And you think, oh my gosh, how pretentious. There's all these little baby foods. I'm going to be starving,
It's an eye-opener.
But it's not like that at all because all these little baby foods, there are thousands of them.
Yeah.
And they keep serving you. And even though you didn't order any of this stuff, that is part of the meal. And I know it sounds so silly to say, oh, the way he made these potato chips. And the way that he did these, his pumpkin and his everything that he did was just, even the raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain the time and effort put into each piece to place it on the plate and get the flavor pop that he did.
Yeah.
Even the tea, when he brings it to your table, it looks like a science experiment.
Right.
And I'm literally, it's a science experiment.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I could have just sat there and drank that and been happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, food is definitely entertainment.
Yeah. It's the creativity that they put into it. You said the time and, you know, the effort. It's the care.
And the detail.
The focus that they have on it. It really is an art form.
And
these people take pride in it.
Take pride in it. And even our bakers here, our chefs that we have here, both for the bakery and for the Groves, when they are doing some of these cakes and products that we send out for a special order, I mean, the cupcakes, they took the sugar and, you know, set there, you know, for an hour that I saw, and they just take this sugar that they have boiled and stream it super, super fine so they could make it into a nest to put on top of a cupcake to hold the egg because it was a baby shower, you know? Yeah. And here it was, this baby in the nest. I mean, it was just the thought and the presentation was breathtaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway.
It's definitely something to experience. And again, the festival approach, it just kind of opens your eyes to what's out there. It's just a taste. It's a tidbit of something that maybe, Bakley's might have something. And, you know, you go in. Now you have a new place to try out.
And you have to think about it when these people do these at these festivals. And we're talking, you know, anywhere, let's say, from 200 to 2,000, maybe even more people are going to show up to this event. So now you're no longer, you're going to make 10 of these.
Right.
You are going to make thousands of these, and you want them to all have the same experience when they bite into it. So think about how much effort is put in and forethought has to be put in to be able to mass produce something on such a high level to give everyone a good experience.
Right.
You know, absolutely. I mean, that's amazing to me. I mean, I tried working on the line with Dennis and to see the things that go out. And I was just quarterbacking. I was just doing finishing touches, you know, putting the powdered sugar on the French toast and the butter on the pancakes and just doing the toppings of it. But still, the presentation that goes out, it was up to me to make sure that plate looked good, making sure that it was wiped clean. Yeah. Everything was placed on the plate where it was supposed to be. Now, you do that for 2,000 to 5,000 people. And oh, my God. You know, that's...
It definitely takes some talent.
It is an event.
I think maybe after the break, I was going to mention the whole food truck thing. You know, food trucks kind of cut some corners where they have specific menu items where they can
do that.
Present one thing really, really well and give it to you really quickly. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people still have that stigma of, oh, my gosh, it's food on wheels. And, you know, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd be really curious in going to a food festival, though.
Well, and if you do, I'll tell you where to go. I'll hook you up with Utter Delights because he does that. Casey, he is in charge of all of those, and he's got about 10 trucks, and he does it in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah.
And once in a while, he'll do it down here, so we'll get you his schedule.
Maybe after the break or,
absolutely. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. 480-668-3287.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry we have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi,
I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
And we are back. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff, mainly about food and concerts and how you enjoy going to some of these food entertainments. We were talking about some food trucks, which I haven't been to any of the newer food trucks, so I don't have any say-so in it, good or bad, other than I do know that Utter Delights has their own food truck, and Casey over at Utter Delights is in charge of putting some of them all together, and I was trying to find that online for the Phoenix food trucks. You can always contact Casey over at Val Vista and Warner at Utter Delights. They do have every flavor. They are your dairy depot. So you can always check that out online or go see them in person. They are a lot of fun. Casey has a lot of energy and can just help you throughout all of that. I know he was in charge of all the different food trucks, getting them together.
That's awesome. I was just looking. They have there's actually a Phoenix Street Food Coalition.
Uh-huh.
They have a website called, it's just PHX, Phoenix abbreviated, phoenixstreetfood.org. And they have a full list of their schedule. They have, a ton of trucks. They actually have a truck directory. So I'm sure if he works with them, he would be on that list. But they have a ton of local breweries and restaurants and all kinds of food trucks out there. I know Short Leash Hot Dogs is on there, and they work closely with a lot of local organizations to help feed the homeless. And there's tons of great ventures out there that they go and help out. But usually you'll see them at a lot of those food festivals and stuff. And a lot of these places, they're amazing.
Yeah, and they do show up at a lot of the farmers markets too.
Exactly. Yeah, they have a whole as far as I know, there's actually even a Twitter account for where exactly each one's going to be.
Where you can find them, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty. Depending on where you're at, if they're in your area, just stop by and say hi to them, and support local businesses.
That's a perfect thing. And the food trucks, they go everywhere. Mm-hmm. They've got the Phoenix Public Market, and then they do the Gilbert Farmers Market. They do Central Farmers Market. They do have what they call a truck stop, yep. Four Peaks Tasting Room. They even do it at ASU, the football games.
Yep.
So you can check them out.
I believe it's every Friday and Saturday. They also do a thing downtown where it's like all day. So I'm not sure about Tempe. I know ASU is a big,
big draw for them.
Supporter, but they do have something off of I think it's Roosevelt. I'll have to look that up.
Yes, it is. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah. But you can check it out online. Go to phxstreetfood.org, and they'll give you all that information on there so you can check it out for yourself. There's other things going on in the valley, that are always lots of fun. And I got to say this because Dennis isn't here, but Journey is going to be playing at Ok Chin. I know that is not food related, but I know he met them up in Alaska and, got to hang out with Steve when Steve Perry was in the band. Mm-hmm. So I might have to surprise him with this one because this would be something for him. That's going to be at Ok Chin Pavilion over at in Phoenix. And that's going to be Sunday, May 18th at 6:45. But there are other things that are upcoming for everyone. There's a Insider's View dinner series where 12 guests can enjoy wine reception in the Trace Room and a tasting hosted by the Aquanics Winery. This is going to be held Friday, May 23rd at a different Point of View restaurant at the Point Hilton at Tapatio Cliffs Resort. Again, that's Friday, May 23rd. It's $99 a person. If you are interested, please call 602 602- 866-6350. So what's your idea? So if originally my question was, would you go to one of these things? I know they do have the food festivals at different places. Do you go to the ones here in the Valley?
I've actually only been to two different ones, and one, I think I'm kind of cheating whenever I say that, one was actually a music festival, but they were supported by all these different local food trucks,
mm-hmm.
and so we were trying out, you know, just little tasty morsels from each one, trying to get, you know, a taste of each one, and it was awesome. Like I said, you know, it's an eye-opener whenever you read the menu, and you're looking at, you know, really nice ingredients, all locally grown, and, you know, local business, you know, supported, and
absolutely
it's great food, like, you know, truffles and
all that's kinds the of time stuff, to get it too, because it's not something that if you go into a restaurant that you're going to order. This is the way that you can experience and try it and yeah. find out if this is something that you would order when you go to a restaurant, because
exactly.
that would be their specialty in it.
I don't know about other people, but I'm sometimes intimidated to go into certain restaurants, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I'd like it. And
right. And once you're in there, you got to commit.
There's the walk of shame, you know. Yeah, I've. So this is definitely, you know, it's a better way of tasting and just, again, having a kind of a little bite.
Well, I would say that's similar, but it's not. I was going to say our wine tastings are like that. You know, Dennis does a little taste of wherever our wines are from. And I shouldn't say a little taste because he does quite a bit. But yeah. it will give you a taste of that region's food to find out if that's something that you do like or don't like. Because Absolutely. Some people are maybe a little close-minded to trying new things. So if you can have it with a special dinner and maybe some wines with other people so you can have conversation around it, I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Where normally it's not something, because you don't have any choice over the menu. When we do our wine tasting, there's no choice. This is what we serve. This is what you have. And
right.
and that's it.
So everyone gets to experience the same thing.
It is.
That's really helpful whenever you're sharing. What do you think about this? What do you
Right, know? Because then what you can do, what I think makes it a lot of fun, is you get other people's opinions, and maybe they tasted something you didn't.
Exactly.
Because you've never tasted it before, so you didn't know how to pinpoint it. Therefore, I'm not sure. Or, oh, that was a great taste, but I have no idea what was in it.
Right.
So you get that. You know, you can have that conversation around it, and it's kind of fun to close your eyes when you take a bite of something that you don't really know what it is you're eating. So they do that at other wine and beer festivals. They're going to have one May 31st. It's a wine and beer tasting festival. It's the annual fundraiser for the Festival of Lights, the Holiday Lights Extravaganza in Ahwatukee Foothills. So more than 50 varieties of beer and wine will be available for sampling. The evening includes live entertainment and nibbles from local restaurants and a 100-item silent auction. So that's going to be held from 7 to 10 Saturday, May 31st. That's going to be at the Foothills Golf Club, and it's $50 online, and at the gate and at Safeway stores, you can get it for $40 in the stores in Ahwatukee Foothills. You can always check it out online at folaz.org or give them a call 480-270-4365. And so there's other things that you can do out there in the Valley and get out and kind of, you know, moisten your taste buds and see what you like. We like to do all of those fun things. So here in Arizona, we want to make sure that you're checking out small business and help them all out. So let me tell you about a couple other things that are coming up. I know that we just passed the Queen Creek Olive Mill Blossom Festival. And the 10th is of May is Sundown Cookout at Rawhide, which I told you about earlier. And all these other wine tastings and fun food facts that you guys can do here. So I'm going to also tell you what our recipe of the day is. It's brought to you by Alexon Design Group. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's Alexon design.com. Their phone number is 480-699-7796. And now when we come back from the break, I will share my recipe of the day with you. We'll be right back. 480-668-3287.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk. 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Ah, nuts!
I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free PowerSmart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
All right, we are back, and I am going to share our recipe of the day, brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can always give them a call at 480-699-7796 or check them out online, alexondesign.com, where they've got pools, and they can do your putting greens and barbecues. They can remodel your whole backyard and make it into a beautiful oasis. So keep them in mind when you're thinking about it, getting things ready for this summer barbecue. Give them a call, 480-699-7796. So today we are going to do Mediterranean chicken with spaghetti squash. We're going to start out with 1 medium spaghetti squash, 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast cut into half-inch cubes, 5 center-cut bacon strips chopped, 1 medium leek, the white portion of it only, coarsely chopped, 4 garlic cloves minced, 3 tablespoons of flour, 1 cup of reduced sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup of white wine or an additional chicken broth, whichever you prefer, 1/3 cup of 1/2 cream, 2 plum tomatoes chopped, 1 can, which would be 2 1/4 ounce sliced ripe olives drained, 1/3 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1.5 teaspoons of fresh sage minced, or you can use 1/2 teaspoon of rub sage, 1 teaspoon of minced fresh thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. You're going to cut the squash in half lengthwise and discard the seeds. Place the squash cut side down on a microwave safe plate and put in the microwave uncovered on high for 15 to 18 minutes or until tender. Meanwhile, in a large non-stick skillet coated with cooking spray, you're going to cook your chicken over medium high heat until no longer pink. You're going to drain, remove from the skillet. In the same skillet, you're going to cook the bacon and leeks over medium heat until bacon is crisp. Using a slotted spoon, remove the bacon mixture to a paper towel. Add the garlic. Cook for 1 minute. Stir in the flour until blended. Gradually add the broth, the wine, and the cream, bringing it to a boil. Cook and stir for 1 to 2 minutes or until thickened, and stir in the remaining ingredients. Add the chicken and bacon mixture and heat throughout. Then when the squash is cool enough to handle, use a fork to separate the strands and serve with the chicken mixture. And it is beautiful. You put that spaghetti squash on a plate and top that off with all your chicken and spaghetti. It is wonderful. So give that a try. That is usually it's about a prep time of 35 minutes, including your cook time of 35 minutes, and that will serve 6 people. And that's brought to you by the Taste of Home Most Requested Recipes for 2014.
That sounds delicious.
Isn't that good? Oh, and, you know, I had never had spaghetti squash before Dennis made it for me. And I honestly, I liked it so much better because it doesn't fill you up or anything. So, like regular pasta does. So, it was really, really good.
Definitely.
I've got one for you. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell will launch the U.S. Taco Company and Urban Tap Room this summer. So, this summer, complete with... you know, Taco Bell looking to compete with Chipotle seems so. According to National Restaurant News, this summer Taco Bell is launching this new upmarket eatery in Huntington Beach, California, called the U.S. Taco Company and Urban Tap Room.
Wow.
So they're going to serve beer and tacos for Taco Bell, and they're going to charge you probably triple price because it's going to be in Huntington Beach. You know, it's gorgeous there. I'm sorry.
Whatever they can get away with.
Get away with. I think it's pretty funny because Dennis was talking earlier. He went by to do a taste test of Taco Bell's breakfast. You know how you see it on all the commercials?
Yeah.
Last night we actually sat down and watched a show, and those were the commercials, this Taco Bell breakfast, and, you know, my name is Ronald McDonald, and I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yep.
So to see now that they're going to have a tap room and be serving, it says, 10 premium tacos, thick cut fries, shakes, and down the road, craft beer and wines.
That's crazy.
So we're going to have a Taco Bell beer and a Taco Bell wine.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Don't we already have that? I think it's called Strawberry Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just serve some Boone's over ice and you'll be fine.
And some Olympia beer.
Yeah.
PBR. PBR.
There you go.
That would be the perfect one for that.
You know, I think it's interesting because probably a couple of years back, it came to light that Chipotle, after all the hype around Chipotle kind of died down whenever they were first coming out, it came to light that McDonald's was buying stock in Chipotle, and then the rumor was that Chipotle is McDonald's, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, it's so much healthier for you."
But it's not.
And it's like, okay, well, if it's sponsored by or brought to you by McDonald's, well, I did some research, and it looks like they are still an independent company. McDonald's simply bought shares in them, and so they were sponsored technically by McDonald's, but it wasn't a McDonald's corporation.
It's not
product.
The same. Exactly.
So I just think it's funny. And then, you know, people were complaining about how could you serve, you know, at Chipotle, how could you serve alcohol? And, you know, this is a fast food restaurant. Well, they're trying to get away from the fast food idea, more the, you know, stay and, you know, hang out, the casual fast food, I guess. I'm not sure if there's a technical title for that, but...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. They are trying to do
that.
Now
they're trying to do that with Taco Bell. I think that's interesting.
Well, and I think that it was really interesting. If you really look at Chipotle's ingredients, you'll be quite surprised.
They're another brand that offers, or they say that they offer GMO-free products. And that was the big thing was, you know, well, we're not fast food because we don't offer that. It's like going to a Chinese place that says, you know, no MSG, whatever. You know, it's like, all right, well, you know, it's healthier.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's healthy.
Exactly. Okay, that's the point I'm trying to make. That's all I'm trying to make is Chipotle is
obviously nothing's going to be, you know,
exactly.
Homemade, you know, yeah, but whenever you're in a crunch for time, and like you said, Dennis was running, you know, errands and stuff, you know, you're out there.
Oh my God.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I could not believe he brought that stuff in. The stuff in. I was really surprised. But you know what? I think, I know, growing up with it, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, we didn't grow up with a lot of fast food in our in my life. Mm-hmm. We did have, you know, the time Jack in the Box was our first one that I remember coming in. Yeah. And we had the Jack in the Box tacos. And then it was was huge when they came up with the sourdough Jack, which was totally different than what they serve now.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, people forget about those kind of things.
Sure.
I mean, it is completely different. Even our... Even the Happy Meal is different from what it used to be.
Well, and I always go back to that old conversation of, you know, well, they just because Jack in the Box is serving tacos doesn't mean they're real tacos. Doesn't, you know, that doesn't even come close to homemade tacos or even tacos at a good Mexican restaurant.
Or even the definition of what a taco is.
Yeah, it's still a fast food product. It's still something they drop in the deep fryer and, you know, it's been pre-made and frozen and, you know,
absolutely.
Don't expect whole beef. Don't expect,
you know, and that's just it. You know, it's really funny that you say it that way because people, they don't question those things.
No,
but they come into our restaurant and they question us and it's like, you know.
Yeah, I think that there's a double standard whenever it comes to fast food versus restaurants. You know,
you
really want that, you know, home cooked, you know.
But you want it in two or three minutes.
You want it quick. And there's always the, oh gosh, what is it? There's a, out there somewhere, I forget what it's called, but it's a diagram. It's a triangle of cheap, fast, and good. And you can only pick two.
Yeah.
That's the options. You know, everywhere you go, you can only pick two.
You cannot have it all.
Is it fast and cheap? Then it's probably not that good. But if it's good, you know, it's probably not going to be really quick.
Yeah, exactly.
So
bring a pocket full of patience with you because there are things that just take time.
And I think that's the problem. You know, that says a lot for our society in general is we're so, you know, just consume.
With hurry up and wait.
Yeah, just, you know, we need it now. We need it. It's instant gratification. That's really the problem. It's not, you know, what am I eating? What am I putting in my body? Is it really good fuel for my body?
Exactly. And I would love to
see. Can I get it now?
I would love to see that where people can actually enjoy what they're putting in their body and have that food entertainment. And
maybe to bring it around on a nice note, you know, I think that with the foodie generation, the more people that are interested in good flavors, you know, unique flavors and fresh, I think with that, there's going to be a lot more health conscientious, you know, observers.
And
it's not just, you know, the health fanatic.
Right. But it all goes back to the same thing that I've said from the day I got on this radio. Mm. Everything in moderation.
Exactly.
Everything in moderation.
Even the health food, you know, critics can go to extremes sometimes.
Exactly. So everything in moderation.
Yep.
But boy, this day has flown by. So I know. Here we go, huh?
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of you for listening to us and tuning into us. And Paul, way out there in almost California, I'm glad we're reaching you way out there. And thank you so much for always listening. And I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. And remember, when you go see them, let them know that you heard about them through Culinary Confessions. So good eats, good treats, and everyone have a great day. We'll talk with you soon. Bye now.
Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.